ACGC surely wanted to end the season on a high note as the girls defeated Madrid 70-30 on Tuesday night. ACGC's talent sparked on the floor as Camden Richter, Emerson Van Meter, and Shay Lemke all put down double digits on the night while etching close to breaking some school records.
I think it just shows the dedication and determination. Like I talked about pregame, of those four seniors, you know, they put so much work in the offseason and the last 4 years. I mean, they deserve to be able to enjoy it and play a great game. I mean, you, Emerson Van Meter hitting five threes. I mean, that's huge. I told her she didn't take one in the second half. I'm like, why aren't you shooting? I'm like, you already made five. You make two more, you got the school record. But, you know, and then you just got the other three. They gritty and played hard. And this is the first game Macy's been back since Christmas break because she had a broken nose before. So, it was special. It's a special group and a special team. And so it was great to get our regular season final on a win.
Richter led in scoring with 17 points, 11 of which came in the first half of action, as she was a dominant force in the low post. Both Van Meter and Lemke each put down 16 points, as our player of the game, Van Meter, knocked down a total of five threes in the night, four of which came in the third quarter alone. Head coach Brad Bowler had nothing but positive remarks for his girls.
Well, I mean, Shay's our leading scorer, and actually she leads us in points, assists, and I think she's second in steals. So right away, I mean, Shay does a lot for us.
Right.
And it's great to see her shot go in because recently it hasn't been as much. And she hit some pull-up jumpers, which we talked about. And then Cam, she is just a monster down low. And once she gets going, she's strong and she has great touch. So when you got those two going and then any one of those seniors or any of those bench players contribute, really hard to stop. Teams can't box and one us or triangle and two, because fine, if you're going to do that, well, you're leaving Emerson, Kelsey, Becca, somebody open for three that are good shooters. So we're real well-rounded and just a solid team when it comes to balance.
Looking at the other scores for ACGC, the Chargers also featured Kelsey Carlson with 6 points, while Reagan Carney was in the same department with five. Carly Kotsky knocked down 5 points, while Becca Littler and Stella Largent had 3 and 2 points, respectively. For Madrid, the Tigers featured both Claire Knutson and Laura Eagleton with 6 points each, all of which came in the first half. Chloe Buck remained near her season average of 4 points. Samantha Springer, Lily Avalize, and Jillian Olmstead all finished with 3 points apiece. Both Brown and Grimm had 2 points, while Kochler knocked down a free throw. While finishing off the regular season of play, ACGC is not done yet, as they take on Woodward Granger in the second round of postseason action on Tuesday, February 13th. This game tonight only helps leap them forward into the postseason.
Yeah, well, I think confidence-wise, especially in girls basketball, if you have confident girls, good things happen. So I'd hope we're all confident after how we played tonight. And then we can go and look at our film and see, like, defensively, how can we make it even better. So, and then we have a familiar opponent with Woodward Granger. You know, we know what they want to do. And so tightening those screws up and those little small details is going to be big moving forward. But, yeah, it was good to see great offensive attack and defense pretty solid as well.
ACGC finishes the regular season 15-5 and 11-4 in conference action, while Madrid finishes the regular season 5-16 and 2-13 in conference action as they both prepare for the postseason. I'm Zach Collins reporting.